We're continuing to learn about great examples of how planned giving can benefit your community. Today, we're going to learn more about Boone County, and joining us is Kurt Cruz and Tina Stokes, both representing Boone County. Tina, let's kick off this conversation with you. Boone County has been a part of the Nebraska Community Foundation for over 20 years. How have you seen it evolve during that time?
Well, I've been part of the community for 12 of that 20, and I really feel that over the last few years, there's been a greater sense of urgency or even awareness that we as community members have a responsibility to really do what we can to preserve our way of life. And, you know, the Boone County Foundation Fund gives us a really great tool to do that.
Excellent. So, Kurt, tell me a little bit more in those last 20 years how Boone County has benefited from being part of this network with the Nebraska Community Foundation.
Well, you know, it starts slow. We've gradually grew our endowment. The last 5 or 6 years, we've been involved with building projects and starting some programs that didn't exist before that time. So I guess our mission is to improve the quality of life in Boone County, and we feel that we've at least started or have helped in that direction.
Tina, you think about some of the accomplishments of Boone County's foundation fund. What sticks out to you?
I feel like there's quite a few things we could talk about, but you know, at the core of it is, I think in 2015, we started hosting regular visioning sessions where we invited members of the community, which would include all of Boone County. And so that could be business leaders, different nonprofit leaders, and just residents who are really committed to supporting the county. We brought them in a room and talked about the needs and the gaps and what's happening. And from that really stemmed initiatives toward building a trail system, which we now have. Boone Beginnings and Cardinal Kids Club both are targeted towards resolving the child care shortage in the county. Those are huge accomplishments. We now have an ag education center, which speaks to our ag background and really supports, again, youth, but all generations. Those are some of the biggest probably programs that have come out of it. And we continue to host those every 2 to 3 years, because obviously the work is never done. There's always going to be a gap to fill or some need that as we evolve and have the resources to help problem solve, we'll continue having those conversations.
Kurt, you think about the unrestricted endowment, of course, being the fuel to Boone County's future. Why is that so important?
Well, without money, you just can't do much. You know, a lot of people like to give to a project, but the endowment is something that can collect 365 days out of the year. But it also something that allows us to stretch our imagination. Without it, it would be hard to start most of these projects.
Absolutely. Tina, what else do you hope people take away from this conversation?
I hope people understand that, you know, yes, there's a lot of wealth that is likely going to be transferred if we cannot retain at least a percentage of it here. And I hope people understand that while it would be great to have all of it stay here, even with 5% of that, we can make significant improvement. We can really solidify the future that we want for our children and our grandchildren. The thing we like to always say is that it's not about me and about how this is impacting my life. It's about my kids and grandkids and others that will join the community later on. And by securing some of those funds, we have a greater opportunity to do that.
All right. Just one example of all of the great things happening with planned giving. And again, joining us was Kurt Cruz and Tina Stokes of Boone County. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.